Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And, of course, I have with me today my beloved co-host, my confidant, my loyal daughter in the Lord, and praise be unto God, someone that I can depend on any day and every day, just thanking God for her. So glad that God brought us together. A divine connection that was truly made in heaven. So I want to say good morning to my beloved Minister Tamika Garnes. Good morning, sweetheart.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I'm just talking. I'm like,
yeah, you. I'm sorry, I didn't have you clicked on. Normally, you click on yourself.
I do, and I just started talking, and I'm like, huh? And that's her. They say, unmute it. Okay, all right.
Oh, we're having a time this morning, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Good morning, good morning. To God be all the glory that we are alive to see another day, and what beautiful day it is. So we're going to give a shout out to the Lord. Good morning, Father. Thank you for all that you have done. And just thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know, y'all, it was funny because, you know, Tamika and I speak every Saturday morning before we get on the show. And normally, you know, it's us, you know, waking each other up. That's what our speaking is, you know, and it's hello, yeah, good morning, okay. You know, and I'm telling you, this morning we got on the phone, and we were just laughing and me telling riddles and all kinds of stuff. You would think that we both slept a whole lot last night. I feel I was sleep stupid this morning. Oh, my goodness. But all is well. God is good. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. Praise be unto God. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, as Mr. Rogers would say. It's a beautiful day. So, again, I do thank the Lord for this morning. And I want to say good morning, of course, to our regular roll call. Good morning. Good morning, Tamika. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Good morning. Joyce and Lester Richardson, good morning to you. Joyce in New York, praise be unto God. Good morning to you, to Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim, Isaiah in Chicago, and Rob in Pennsylvania. God bless you. Good morning to Denise in Pennsylvania. God bless you as well. Good morning to Deacon Banks. God bless you. Good morning to the rest of the members from New Vision, praise be unto God. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. Good morning to you. Again, I thank God, we thank God for all of you, you know, that join in on Saturday mornings, because God knows, we know that you could still be asleep. We're not going to say you could still be in your bed, because we know some of you are still in your bed, and that's okay. That is okay. But you could be asleep right now. But we are grateful, you know, that you are here with us on this pleasant Saturday morning. I'm going to turn things over into the hands of Minister Tamika to take us into the throne room of heaven. Praise be unto God. Thanks to God. I truly do pray that don't take for granted the prayers that are prayed on this line, that you don't take it for granted. God is good. God is good. And the prophet, our prophet, Minister Tabika, prophet and intercessor, just goes before the God, Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus, goes before God, the one and only God, goes before him in prayer on our behalf and opens up the windows of heaven. She touches the heart of God. Many times, you know, God manifests his presence to let us know that he's heard us. And we know that he hears us no matter what. But then when he manifests his presence, you know, that's just a little tap saying, yeah, I got you. I got you. And so we give the Lord, you know, for her relationship with God, for her relationship with God. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Minister Tabika, Prophetess Tabika, Intercessor Tabika, my daughter Tabika, to come forth in prayer in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good morning. Yes, good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us for another Saturday. Thank you so much. We do appreciate the time that you spend with us every Saturday just to join, just to listen. You know, the times when you guys chime in, we do greatly appreciate it. Trust us. We appreciate everything that you guys offer. So thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your marvelous name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your mighty, awesome, magnificent name, Lord. Therefore, there is none like you, Father God. There is none like you in all the earth, oh God. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have your way. Lord God, have your way, have your marvelous way, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We love you, Lord. We give you glory, for there is none like you. There is none like you in all the earth, oh God, and we just praise your name. We rejoice, Lord God, over the things that you are doing even now, Lord God, even if our prayers have not been answered yet, God, we rejoice in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, because we know that you know what you're doing, and Lord God, we say we trust you, Lord God, then our actions have to show that we trust you, Lord, even when it doesn't happen the way we want it to. Lord God, we still give you praise. We still thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you have not forgotten about us. How can you forget about us? We were on your mind before we were even formed in our mother's womb. You cannot forget about us. You know our names. You know every hair on our heads. You know everything about us. And yes, Lord God, you have a lot of children, but you don't forget about none of them. And so, God, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you are doing, Lord God. Thank you for the love that you show us each and every day. Thank you for the way that you protect us. Thank you for the way that you provide for us. Thank you for the way that you heal us. Thank you for the way that you deliver us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because your promises never return unto you void. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We continue to give you praise, God, even through the dark times. Lord God, we give you praise. Even through uncertainty, Lord God, we give you praise. Even through sickness, Lord, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Even when our finances are low, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Nothing can separate us from you, Lord God. Nothing can stop us from praising you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stop us from worshiping you, Lord God, because worship is in us. And if we don't worship you, we will worship something because you have placed worship in us. We don't know what, we don't know not to worship something, Lord God. But Father, I pray for the day when people come to that point where they're only worshiping you, God, and they're not worshiping creation, and they're not worshiping the universe, and they're not worshiping the stars, oh God, and they're not worshiping the horoscopes, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and they're not worshiping things and cars and homes and, God, money and all that stuff, God, but that they will come to the place where they are worshiping only you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. So, Father, I pray that you would touch our hearts even now, Lord God, that you would touch our hearts, God, and heal our hearts. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Lord God, for an obedient heart. Lord, we pray for a repentant heart right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that there is none like you. We thank you, Lord God, that we are one of a kind in the name of Jesus. There is nobody like Tabika. There is nobody like Apostle Banks. There is nobody like Miss Joyce. There is nobody like Tamika. We all are one of a kind in the name of Jesus. You created us to be different, but we still are yours, Lord God. We still are connected by your DNA, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you are doing great things on our behalf, oh God. You are opening doors on our behalf. You are closing doors on our behalf, Lord God. You are showing us new things. God, you are refreshing us. You are refilling us. You are refueling us in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just say thank you, Lord, for all things, God. Thank you for pouring into us, Lord God, when we feel like we've been depleted, when we feel like we've been drained, oh God. Thank you for pouring into us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking the blindness off of our eyes, oh God, and taking those ear plugs out of our ears, Lord God, that we put in our ears so that we wouldn't hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for everything that you are doing in the season of our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, pick us up, oh God, from that dry place, oh God. Pick us up from that dark place, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Wash us off, Lord God, and breathe new life into us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, we honor you, we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, folks, let me say, I forgot to say good morning to Nikki, too. Hi, sweetie. God bless you. I love you. You were on when I made the good mornings, but somehow or another I went right over your number. But good morning to you, sweetheart. Good morning. So listen, saints of God, we want to thank y'all so much for giving us permission to take a I Need Me day last Saturday. It was so needed. And it was just for those couple of hours, because I don't know if I think I told you, you know, that I had another meeting that I had to go into by 11 or something like that, and it's one I could not cancel, you know. So just taking the few minutes that y'all allowed me to, you know, be on the air just to say hello and get off, I just want to thank you. I thank you. You just don't know how much it means to me to know that you care that much, that you didn't desert us and say, you know, those people are, you know, haphazardly, they do whatever they want to do when they want to do. We do, but that's beside the point. But still want you to know that we truly do appreciate you, appreciate your love and your let me see here. I know Joyce from New York. She was on here. Okay, wait a minute. She still is. Let me get her back. Oh, let me see if I can get her to say something for a moment. Hello, Joyce. Are you there? Joyce?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, beloved. Y'all, okay. Now, last Saturday when we talked, you know, Joyce was in the hospital. She was in the hospital still trying to recover from COVID. Joyce, could you give us an update? Where are you now? What's going on with you, beloved?
I had to make a return trip back to the ER. I was having sharp pain on my left side of my body where my heart was at. Wasn't too sure whether it was a heart attack or gas. They ran some tests. I had to come back. I have shingles, so that's what I'm facing right now.
Okay. All righty. Well, the first thing, let's be thankful when you said that's what you're facing. We thank God that you're alive enough to face it, okay? That's the first thing, so we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we apply the blood to this woman's body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. I come against every spirit of infirmity and affliction in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, any legal right that any demon has to her body, Father God, Lord, even after we do this show today, Lord, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that Joyce will find her ticket to release and to freedom, Father. I thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. And every person that was on this line last week was praying for her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that your word will not return unto you. Your word tells us to by your stripes, your son's stripes, we are healed. And I claim Joyce is healing now in the name of Jesus. Shingles, COVID, respiratory system, all the rest of her organs, every part of her body, again from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, shall bow to your name, Lord God. Her body shall come in line with your word. It shall function the way you deemed it to function, the way you designed it to function, Lord God. I thank you that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. I thank you, Lord God, that Joyce's life is in your hands. She is yours and does not belong to Satan. She belongs to you because she was purchased by the blood of the Lamb, your son. And we thank you, Almighty Father. We thank you, Jesus, for what you went to the cross and did for us. We thank you, Jesus, that when you did it, you said it is finished. So it is finished in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that this woman shall walk in her freedom. For he who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You're welcome, beloved. You're welcome. Amen. All right, saints of God. All right. Well, I am excited today. I am excited today. This morning, after we finish with this show, we have a training that we're doing, and it's going to be virtual. It'll be online, a training that we're doing, and it is a deliverance training that we will be doing. I will also be talking about the same thing Sunday morning in our Sunday morning service, and so I'm going to share, we are going to share some of this with you today. And in dealing with deliverance, deliverance is a real thing. And there are a lot of people, you know, that say that once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, you know, the fact that he made provision, you know, for all of these things, he took the keys of death and hell away from Satan. You know, he took the keys, you know, that we are delivered, However, beloved, let me tell you this, please. Let me tell you. We can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and still walking around with things attached to us, things even living and abiding in us because of the fact that there have been curses spoken over us. There have been sin and iniquity that we have not yet dealt with. We're still performing and acting in the way that we did before we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So, and some of the things that go on in our lives, we don't even realize it. So what I wanted to do this morning is deal with and talk to you about open doors to demons. 12 open doors to demons, and I pray that when you realize this, wait one second, let me do something here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now. Lord God, that any demonic spirit, Lord God, that is hearing and listening to what is being taught on this line, Father God, that it will not be able to steal this information from the listeners today, Lord God. I pray that our spiritual ear gates are open, that we would hear what thus saith the Lord on this day. I pray that this would be the beginning of you getting yourself set free. And getting yourself set free, because you can deliver yourself from the evil ways of the enemy. You can deliver yourself. And God, I thank you. I thank you that you have made provision. I thank you, Lord God, that in our minds, as soon as we receive this information, Lord God, in our conscious mind, that's all it is information. But Lord, I'm asking you to take this information and take it into our subconscious mind. And when you take it into our subconscious mind, God, it becomes revelation, Lord God. So I'm praying for revelation to be released on this line today, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that today this is an opening door, Father, for a new vision for life, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God. Continue to lead us and guide us. May your will be done here on earth. Deliver us this day, Lord God, from evil in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the power and the glory. All right. All righty. Okay. So there are 12 open doors to demons. And there are probably more. There are probably more. Anything that I give online almost is not inclusive. It's not that's all there is. There's probably other ways that we haven't tapped into, but we've tapped into the 12 most important ways, okay, for doors to be open in your life, for demons to have any room in your life. And the first one is what's called inherent demons or generational curses. There are demons that have been in our family, in our bloodline, for years, and it is passed down in the blood, and because of covenants and all that have been made by our ancestors. And so that's a generational curse. And you know how many of you talk about, you know, you got sugar and you got what else do we say that we have? High blood pressure, and we got this, that, and the other, and my mother had it, you know, and my daddy had it, so I got it. So that's a generational demon, okay, something that has been passed down. It's inherited. You didn't ask for it. You didn't pay for it. You inherited. This is what was left to you. Praise be unto God. That is an open door for demons to come in and to afflict your body, that you would be filled with disease as well, that you would be filled with disease. The other one is the result of an unwanted pregnancy, the result of an unwanted pregnancy. Help me, Jesus. Okay. Now, in the result of an unwanted pregnancy, this is where we're going to deal with the number, just about the number one, or one of the biggest, largest demonic spirits, and that's dealing with the spirit of rejection, dealing with the spirit of rejection. During an unwanted pregnancy, a lot of times, you know, death is spoken over the unborn child, the fact that you don't want this child, the fact that the mother may want the child, but the father doesn't want the child, the fact that talk has been put together in the family that, okay, you'll have the baby, but we're going to put the baby up for adoption, unwanted pregnancy. And this opens the door for the baby. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? For your baby to receive the spirit of rejection. And as the baby is born and grows up, you will see the signs of rejection. The baby thinks nobody loves them. The child thinks nobody loves them, or they become rebellious in some way, shape, or form, or everybody in their life, their teachers, their so-called friends, or the lack thereof, family members, lovers, and so forth, are rejecting them. This rejection started in the womb. It started in the womb. And that was an open door for demons to come in and take up residence. Take up residence. Then we have growing up in a broken home. Growing up in a broken home. You would say, well, Apostle, how is that an open door? It's an open door because growing up in a broken home, again, you're dealing with rejection. You know, mother and father are not together, or they are together, but there's always drama, calamity, yelling, fussing, fighting. There are all kinds of things as a child in a broken home. You ending up taking on issues that as a child you shouldn't take on. Oh, so many times in the broken home when the man is not there and he leaves and there's a young boy there and the mother not meaning anything when she says it, but says to him, you are the man of the house. And the child is 4 years old, 5 years old, and will tell her son, you are the man of the house. And this baby internalizes that. And then he believes that it's his responsibility to see to it that things are working right in the home. And this child begins to take on responsibility that he was not supposed to take on, taking on responsibilities or pressure that he shouldn't have. A little girl, the family breaks up. The father has the children, and the mother is not there. And then that little girl has to become the mother of the household and so forth. So they take on more pressure than they are supposed to take on. And again, this opens doors for the enemy to come in and have run havoc over this family, over this child. And this goes into your adulthood. And as this goes into your adulthood, beloved, believe me that that also now turns into, you know, a generational curse. It's something that you may pass down to your siblings, I mean your children, or your children's children. Again, because this is a spirit that is roaming, and it has legal rights here. It has legal rights. And so therefore, being growing up in a broken home creates pressure and, again, opens doors. Now, let me say this, beloved. Let me say this. In all of these things that we're mentioning today, all of the things that we're mentioning today, a lot of it is not your fault, okay? A lot of it is not your fault. It is, again, coming from ancestors. It's coming from ancestors. But I come to give you good news today. I don't care where it came from. You can tell it today, the buck stops here. The buck stops here. My nana, papa, papu, granddaddy, grandmommy, great-grands, and so forth and so on, the chief of my tribe and so forth, you know, they may have done this and all of that, but you know what, saints of God, we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. And I'm giving you the hope that I could have waited till the end of this to give you, but I'm giving you the hope now for you to know that you are blood bought. You are blood bought. You have power and authority. If you walk in what God has given you to walk in, if you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can stop the buck here in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All righty. And remember I said some of these things you didn't do and some of these things you did. Praise be unto God. But like I said, we're going to handle this stuff. The next thing, number four, being involved in the occult. Being involved in the occult. How many of us remember the day when we used to get the newspaper and look our horoscope up, huh? Look the horoscope up to find out what kind of day am I going to have today? How many of us, when we met somebody at a club or even at a church function, God knows I hear this so much in church. Look, not my church, I don't hear it, but I hear it so much in churches and other saints, and what sign are you? Oh, well, I'm an Aquarius. Well, I'm a Cancer. Well, I'm a this, that, and the other. Child, you are a child of God. But anyway, being involved in the occult, astrology, the Ouija board, black magic, white magic, tarot cards, talking to the dead, and so forth. These are involvement with the occult, and this is something, you know, that you dealt with, you did this. I remember when I was 15 years old and I was at a college campus. I was some college courses and I was at a college campus. I was in the dorm of one of the girls and several of us girls got together and we got the Ouija board and we did our thing on the Ouija board, you know, asking it questions and it's answering us. And beloved, we went from there into levitation. And yours truly, yes, yours, I was a very small young lady at that time, barely weighing 100 pounds. But I was the one that was put in the middle of the floor and I had no idea that this was dealing with witchcraft, none whatsoever, and didn't know that the Ouija board was dealing with witchcraft and so forth. But I was in the middle of the floor, and I don't know what was said. I don't know how it was done, but the idea was to levitate me up off that floor, of course, in levitation, no hands are touching you. You just float up in the air, okay? It happened to me. It happened to me at 15. Did it. I would look up the horoscope in the newspaper. Did it. And my horoscope. I knew my sign. I knew the signs of other people. I could tell certain traits that they had and so forth and so on. And those traits, I could tell what sign they were. I could tell, you know, this sign is compatible with this sign. I used to look at that stuff. I used to love that stuff. I'm a relationship freak, as y'all all know. I'm a relationship freak. That's why you hear so much on here about marriages and singles and relationships and the do's and the don'ts and so forth, because I love love. I love love. And so anything that's dealing with a relationship, I want to know about it. So back then, it started out me knowing the different signs and how to match people up according to their signs, according to the astrology signs and so forth. Darling, opened myself to witchcraft, And as I got older, praise be unto God, come to find out that there were some Satan worshipers in my bloodline. There were some Satan worshipers. Uncles on mother's side. I don't know much about my father's side, but on my mother's side, there was definitely one for sure. And I was in my 30s, I guess, by the time that it was revealed to me. And we knew that there was witchcraft, but I wasn't on it near it as much as I was after I turned 30. But there was witchcraft. And so for as many people in my family that served the Lord, I won't say there was that many that served the devil because I didn't know, but there was actual witchcraft there, all right? So it was there. So since it was there in the bloodline already, and when I was 15, I knew nothing about it, but my spirit was very open to receive things of the occult, to receive things of the occult. Darling, these are open doors that give the enemy legal right to come in and run havoc over your lives, havoc over your lives. Okay, the other one is taking part in a false religion. Okay, please, in the name of Jesus, y'all hear me when I say this. There is only one true and living God. And anything, and I know people with this all-inclusion stuff believe that, you know, that we should accept the fact that there are 999 different ways to God, and whatever way that a person uses to get to God, you know, that's their business. We don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and so forth. Beloved, come to the place where you don't want anybody to go to hell. You don't want anybody to go to hell. And therefore, in order for that to happen, you must be the one that has beautiful feet and bring them the good news. To bring them the good news that Jesus is the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the only door in order to get to God the Father. It is Jesus. So therefore, I can't help it. Those of you that may have dealt with Mormonism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Jehovah's Witness, New Age, you name it. There's probably over 600 different types of religious organizations, sororities, Freemasons, Eastern Stars, Dream Girls, all kinds of stuff. Beloved, if you take part in any false religion, you have opened yourself up to demons. You have opened yourself up to demons. So to God be the glory. And like I said, people will get mad. I know I deal with it, like I deal with it in my own family. People will get mad because they'll say, who are we as Christians to think that we have the only answer? Who are we? And they make you feel bad about the fact that you're saying your way is the only way. Well, that's what the Word of God tells us, and we move by faith. We move by faith. I say it again, by faith. The Word of God has been inspired by God. We believe it. We take God at his word. And if he says that my son Jesus Christ is the only way that you will make it into heaven, that you will sit next to me, that you will be near me, if that's what he said, then y'all, I'm crazy enough. I am crazy enough to believe what his word said. I'm crazy enough to do so. Also, if any of you want to jump in and say something, you know what the answer is to that. You press 1 on your keypad. You press 1, and we definitely will share the floor with you. The next door opening is bringing demonic objects into your life. Bringing demonic objects into your life. Beloved, spirits flow through people, places, animals, and objects. You have dream catchers. You have demonic artwork. You have demonic books, good luck charms, ethnic artifacts, clothing with skulls and skeletons on it, tattoos, and you could name some more yourself. Like I said, this is not an all-inclusive list. I don't have it all. This is just to throw stuff out there to make you think. And I know one of these, let me go to the ethnic artifacts. I know this one is a hard one for us as black people to accept, and I'll tell you why. Because we have grown up, you know, people from my era, and people from my era and those that are younger than me, generations that are younger than me, we have grown up without knowing so much of our history. And when we get privy to the history of some of the great things that our African ancestors have done, you know, we are proud of that. And then we go and we search back to the motherland to see where we came from. There was an opening of interest, a wanting to know, a wanting to be able to relate and say, I know who I am because I've got my heritage here. And then we buy African masks and African jewelry, and not all jewelry is full of demonic powers, but there are those that are. We get the mask, we get the I forget what you call the totem pole, you know, with the different masks on it and so forth. Beloved, those things have evil spirits. Evil spirits are attached to them. Charms, jewelry. You know, we stop on the roadside during our traveling, or we go to another country and we pick up jewelry and artwork there. The people that are making these things are casting spells on these things. And like I said, not everyone, not every single piece, but you don't know which piece it is. So you better pray, cleanse it, do whatever you can, or don't get it, or get rid of it. You need to do something. There are things attached to it. You'll find out that, you know, after you bought a certain piece of jewelry, you wear it, and every time you put it on, you end up choking or not feeling well, or you purchase something and you end up having accident after accident after accident. And it's because we open the door with these objects. You bought a particular animal or a particular animal was given to you and by whomever, and you don't know what spells came along with that animal. I remember, and I know this is going to sound cliche. I know this is going to sound cliche because we all have been told about the black cat with the witch. But I'm telling you, someone gave me a black cat many years ago. They gave me that cat, and I'm telling you, had the devil in it just as sure as I'm sitting here on this couch. That cat was filled with demonic spirits. It would walk through my house purring in a horrifying sound. It would arch its back in whenever I tried to get near it. And see, there I am, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I already was baptized with the Holy Spirit. I already was filled with the Holy Spirit. That cat could not stand me. It wouldn't come nigh me. It would go sit under a piece of furniture and make all these weird noises. When I was in the room, it wouldn't eat and so forth and so on. I think I went through that for about a week, and I called that woman. I said, come and get this animal out of my house. Come and get this animal out of my house. So by animals, demonic spirits are in them. Not all animals. Understand that there's whichever one was used by whichever witch that put the spell on the animal so that it could cast the spell on you. It did it. It did it. So be aware of that. Be aware of that. The other thing that brings an open door is abuse and trauma. Abuse and trauma. You could have been raped, molestation, have soul wounds, wounded in your spirit from a breakup, a bitterness, homosexuality, transgender, mental and emotional abuse, rejection, and so forth. All of this opens doors for demons to come in. It opens doors for demons. Next, you have illicit sex, illicit sexual encounters. Sex is a spiritual act that affects the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotion. Beloved, I cannot tell you how much, my God, how much we didn't know and how we had our lives so screwed up, you know, and some of it I said wasn't our fault, some of it is. But spirits are transferred through sexual activity. Spirits are transferred through sexual activity, whether it's consensual or whether it's by rape, but it's an illicit encounter, an illicit encounter. It messes with your mind. It messes with your soul, your will. Young girls and boys that have been molested as a child have the tendency to be more promiscuous, have the tendency to have a sexual identity crisis. A boy being raped by his uncle or his male cousins and so forth have the tendency, again, like I said, to then end up dealing with homosexuality. A young girl being molested has the tendency, you know, to think that it was her fault. Somehow she was the cause of it and whatever the case may be. And the person that did it was saying, I love you. So then for her to get love, she got to sleep with somebody to be accepted and so forth and so on. And spirits are being transferred, saints of God. They are being transferred every single time you have an illicit sexual encounter. Babies, I love you. Jesus, help me, please. I love you, and I don't want any of you to be angry. And if any of us are dealing in any of these areas, truly it's because God loves you that he is exposing the enemy here and now. I'm not taking away from you that you got a title, that you are an apostle, pastor, preacher, pastor, teacher, prophet, intercessor, whatever the case may be, and you're single and you're dealing with all of this stuff. You're dealing with sex, you know, because you don't have a living husband or wife and so forth and so on. Beloved, it's wrong. It's wrong. I don't care how much we love the person. It's wrong. And the enemy will use it against you, having you doing things that you know you shouldn't do, and you'll do them to appease other people, and then therefore displeasing God. So now, here's what you've done, is you've made somebody else a god in your life. You've made them your god. They come before God. And beloved, I'm telling you, you don't want to be in that situation. I'm putting it out here today, here and now. You know it. You hear it. We have no excuse. God said that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Darling, don't let this be the reason why you will not share in the glories of heaven. Don't let this be. This is another one here that's very hard. Very, very hard. And this is dealing with abortion. When we commit injustice against another person, this brings about a curse. Abortion is murder. No matter how we look at it, it's murder. And it brings about a curse. And part of the evidence of that curse is the spirit of rejection. Again, depression. Dealing with anxiety, anxious about everything, and so forth and so on. Beloved, if you had an abortion, again, I say to you, here is the hope, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, when you came to the place where you asked God for forgiveness for committing this sin, when you ask God to forgive you, he is just and able and willing to forgive. You do not have to walk under the condemnation of this the rest of your life. You do not have to believe that because you did it and after you did it, you got saved, or you did it after you were saved, that God is going to punish you the rest of your life. You do not please. Here's one of the biggest lies that the enemy tells women that had abortions, that because you had an abortion and you're supposed to have another child, you and your husband want a child, now you can't have a child, and you believe that you were cursed because of that abortion. You were cursed because of it, but if you have gone before the throne room of heaven, if you've gone before God, if you've sought his forgiveness, and then you got to receive that forgiveness, you repent for what you did, and you are set free. You then become justified in the name of Jesus. And as you become justified, we have the thing of saying justified by the blood of Jesus. God covers you in the righteousness of Jesus. That's what God sees. And your justification is just as if you didn't do it. Just as if you didn't do it. So beloved, 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 don't think because you open the door that you can't shut it. You have the power and the authority to shut that door in the name of Jesus. Amen. Moving on. The next thing is entertainment that is ungodly, entertainment that does not honor God. Talking about movies, TV, music. These are all portals for the demonic spirits to enter. Porn, which is adult entertainment. And remember, this category is called entertainment. What is the first word in the word entertainment? What is the first word in the word entertainment? Praise be unto God. I see your hand, Joyce. I'm going to get to you. The first word in the word entertainment is enter. So when we are looking at porn, when we're looking at movies that's filled with violence and vulgar language and so forth, we're saying to the enemy, come right on and enter into me. And maintain your residence here. Enter into me. Entertainment, beloved. Entertainment. You better watch the music you listen to. I know, in 86. In 86, I had stopped listening to secular music, but I love a good beat because I'm a dancer. Not a professional dancer. Not a trained dancer. I used to club a lot, and I love to dance. So I love the beat. The words of the song didn't matter to me. Who wrote the song didn't matter to me. I love the beat, and I used to dance my little heart out. But it got to the place where I started hearing the words to the song. And I'm like, oh, my God, are they really saying that? Are they really saying that? And we be out there just to dancing and just singing and not thinking about the meaning of what it is we're singing to and so forth and so on. And saints of God, you'd be surprised at what we are saying. And one song that a friend of mine got on the phone and we went through listening to the words to the song, and we cracked up. We cracked up because I remember, boy, when we used to sing this song. And I hope I can just remember part of the chorus of it right now. But, I'm going to knock on your door, knock on your window pane. And I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And until you come back to me, that's all I'm going to do. I know I can't sing. Y'all put up with it for right now. But, I mean, that was, what's her name sung that? I can't think of her name right now. But that was the thing. I'm going to knock on your door. I'm going to knock on your window pane. And until you come back to me, that's all I'm going to do. Y'all, this woman was stalking this man. She's sitting outside his door. She's sitting outside the window. She's sitting in the curb in her car. She's going to do all these things until this man comes back to him. She's hunting him down. Boy, we sang that song like crazy. And that stuff was getting in our spirit. And then when you start dating your boyfriend and girlfriend, whoever you're dating, and they want to break up from you, and you are determined, you're not gonna leave me. I'm gonna be at your door. I'm gonna be here. You're gonna see me, baby. Open portal. It's an open portal. I love action movies. I can't tell you how much I love action movies. But the violence that was in the movies, the vulgarity that's in the movies, and so forth, it is a lot. Joyce, let me do two more, and I'm going to come to you. It doesn't matter what time, honey. I'm going to get to you. Okay. The other is having a moment of weakness, and we snap. We get angry at somebody for something, and we end up snapping. And that snapping causes us to do things we wouldn't normally do. And then that behavior becomes irrational. Even to looking at porn, we look at porn to satisfy our personal relationship, the mate that we're with. We look at porn, you know, to keep things active in our life. And before we know it, we're looking at it without the mate. And before we know it, we're talking about let's do it threesomes and foursomes and let's do the orgies. Let's have an open sex marriage and so forth and so on. A moment of weakness that we give in to, okay, baby, I want to please you. So I'll look at this with you. Thanks to God, open doors. And the very people that tell you that they love you, the very people that tell you that they love you, some of them have no idea that they're leading you into a path of unrighteousness, some of them. Most of us know that porn is wrong and this, that, and the other, and some sexual acts that we do that is wrong. Most of us know. But let me tell you, my love, let me tell you, some of our mates, because of the anointing on our life, because of the call on our life, some of our mates are snakes and have been sent into our life to destroy us and destroy our ministry. If you can take the head down, the shepherd down, the sheep will scatter. And they were sent there for destruction. The very people that say that they love us, they don't know that they're being used by the enemy. They have no idea that they are being used by the enemy. They can't understand why there's always havoc going on between the two of you and this, that, and the other. Honey, some of it was a plan from Satan. Beware and be careful. Beware and be very, very careful. That was 11. I forgot what the number 12 thing was. I honestly did. But that was 11 of them that I got here. I know there was a 12th one because I wrote the number 12. Anyway, those are some open doors, and these are things that we must look at. Let me get Joyce on, and then I'll be coming to you, Prophetess, just a second. Okay, Joyce, yes, beloved, what is it you had to say, honey? Okay. She's not speaking. I'm going right on. Okay, Prophetess, speak to me, beloved.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Yes, another thing that we don't think about or may have been in your list is drug and alcohol use as well.
Yes.
Opens the door for the demons. Drugs can cause you to do all kinds of things and open yourself. Drug use in and of itself is witchcraft. Along with when you go to the liquor store and you see the sign saying wines and spirits, so this lets you know, and this is why you see altered personalities, because you're literally drinking or consuming a spirit that alters your personality. So these are ways that the enemy comes in. And this is something we don't think about, but when we dishonor people, we open the door for the enemy to come in.
Yes,
and it's something so simple, but dishonoring your leaders, dishonoring one another, opens the door for the enemy to come in, because these are kingdom principles that cannot be violated.
That's right. I'm telling you.
So,
I thank you, was one of them. Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
So this is a good thing. And this is much needed in the body of Christ. You know, I attend the church. God sent me there specifically because of the deliverance ministry. And I'm telling you, it is much needed in the body of Christ, because we are deceived and we have no idea what we are opening ourselves up to. And I really wish I had thought about sharing with you all. We've had a prophet for the past 40 days that we've been on a fast. And I'm telling you, the things that people have done to open themselves up to demonic attacks that they were clueless to. Because, you know, the enemy knows the word. The enemy knows the laws and principles of the kingdom, because he was once in that position, and he uses it against us because we are ignorant of the laws and principles that God put in place for us. So we really have to study and pray. But, you know, I don't want, I know it's the end of your show, but I thank God for this. I'm going to try to get on your class. I don't know if you have to register for that, but I'd like to just, you know, sit in and listen if possible when I'm, as I'm out here today, because this is a, it's just much needed in the body of Christ. Because, and I'll say this and give it back to you, one of the things that I was sharing with a girlfriend the other day, I said, why is it that we get these promises from God and all these prophetic words, yet a lot of believers never walk in what God said? The problem is not God. So we have to play in our deliverance. We have a part to play in our freedom. Once we come to Christ, we have to do things, like you said, to untie ourselves from things that we have or have not done in this world. But, you know, we have to walk in what God said, and it requires us to walk in freedom, because God has already paid the price for it. So when we don't walk in what God said, we are giving things to the enemy that he has no right to. So that's always my premise. Everything God said that I'm entitled to, I'm going to get it. There's no other choice. There's no other option. And that's how we have to walk as believers. But it takes work. Deliverance is work. And we think of it as all this spooky stuff and stuff creeping and crawling, but deliverance really comes down to taking you out of one thing and bringing you to something else. It's not just all about, you know, all that wicked. I mean, it is demonic, but we have to, the enemy doesn't want us to know about deliverance, and he wants us to walk in fear. But the devil is a liar, because we're going to be free. So anyway, I'm going to let you go ahead, because your show is up.
Yes, it is, and I got to get, you know, myself together for the 11 o'clock thing. But let me say, I do hope you can join us, Prophetess, because, of course, just the way I interact with y'all here, I want some interaction from the group that I'll be talking to. You didn't have to register, but it is a Zoom link, and it's a Zoom link, so you can Zoom in or call the local number and get on it. But I always love